breaking of Christ's body on the cross. And he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's partake of the bread together, church. And onward it says, "In the same way also he took the cup after supper and he said, 'This cup represents the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Let's partake of the cup together. Then Paul goes on to say, "For as often as you eat this bread and you drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again." If you're in the middle aisles, there'll be a basket. You can just pass that across and put the elements in the basket. Thank you, church.
Worship calls us into intimacy. As we fix our eyes on God and marvel at his grace, he calls us to draw nearer to him. The Bible says that it's his kindness that leads us to repentance. And it's true. It was only God's love displayed on the cross allows us to have intimacy with him. No vocal performance, band, or atmosphere can substitute for the direct access that we have into God's presence because of the death and resurrection of Jesus. Isn't this amazing, church? What a love this is. So sacrificial and so unconditional that God would deem it fit to give his only son. Even before we knew or we loved him, even before we could do anything for him, the sacrifice was made. And this is the love that continues to burn in God's heart for us today. See, God's love didn't stop at Calvary all those years ago, but continues to relentlessly pursue us and draw us in. And this is his heart's desire, that in this moment, we would know that he loves us and is pleased with us, not because of who we are or what we have or haven't done, but because love is who God is. And so, as we worship, God meets us in his love. We come with our burdens and God meets us with his presence. We come with our troubles and God meets us with his peace. And we come with our sin and God meets us with his forgiveness. And so, church, as we stand and sing this next song, can I encourage us to take the next few moments to receive the love of God afresh?
Drawing close. What a thought. The God of all the universe would love us. Him so holy, so glorious, so awesome, would love us in our brokenness and in our sin. What a thought. And if you don't know that God loves you this morning, we're here to remind you that He does. You need look no further than His Word, and you will find one long love letter to you. This is what He says.
I am the Creator, and you are my creation. I breathed into your nostrils the breath of life. I created you in my own image. My eyes saw your unformed substance. I knit you together in your mother's womb. I know the number of hairs on your head, and before a word is on your tongue, I know it. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I have crowned you with glory and honor.
I have adopted you. You are my children, heirs of God. You are no longer orphans. You belong to me. And I love you as a perfect father. I have loved you with an everlasting love.
You have been saved by grace. You have been justified by faith. You are utterly secure in me, and nothing will be able to separate you from my love. No one is able to snatch you out of my hand, and I will never leave you nor forsake you.
I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. You will enter my rest, inherit the kingdom I've prepared for you, and step into fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. But most of all, you will see my face, and you will be with me where I am. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us.
Thank you.
Church, we've sang about His love. We've sang about His grace. So as a response to the love and the grace that is poured on us today, if you're comfortable right across this place as a church, can we bow before God in reverence as a sign of humility, a sign of surrender, laying down everything that we have, our fear, our failure, our pride, our hatred, at His feet. Can we surrender our hearts once again to who He is? Our good God, our loving God, our gracious God.
Your feet, I lay me down.
Church, while we remain on our knees in a symbol and posture of surrender, I just feel led in the Spirit to leave this moment for a little bit, because I believe that some people are being ministered to. And as we meditate on the words and the thought of this song, I lay me down, as when kneeling, postured as a symbol of surrender, just take your crowns, take your sufferings, take your burdens, take your situation and the circumstances, take the victories and take the defeats, take all the plans that you may have and all the desires of your heart and lay them at the foot of the cross right now, and let God take them and consecrate them and use them for His will. Let's spend a few minutes in the presence of God on our knees and surrender. Second Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7, it says that each person should give as he has decided to, not through force or compulsion, because God loves a cheerful giver. And just as we are on our knees, and just as we're in this position of surrender before God, I'd like to point out that offering, just like worship, is a heart matter first and then a hand matter. Notice that in the Bible it never ever delegates how much we should give as accordance to, it says it's something that we decide, but the word that is a focal point of this passage, God loves a cheerful giver, that word is hilaros. It actually comes, we get the word hilarious from it. It's the root word of hilarious. It's funny. It's hilarious. It's big. It's bright. It's cheerful. God loves a hilarious giver, someone who gives and laughs about it because they are filled with joy, knowing that whatever they're giving is going to further the kingdom. So as we give this morning, let's take it like worship. Let's make sure that our heart is ready first. Let's answer the how before we answer the what. How are you going to give this morning before what you're going to give? And allow me to pray over the offering. Father God, I pray that you see the collection that we're going to take up this morning, God, and that you see a church of hilarious, cheerful, hilarious, laughing givers, God, who give willingly, not under compulsion, not under force, because God, we know that you are worth it. Because God, we know that you are worthy. because God, our desire and our heart's desire is to see your kingdom come on this earth just as it is in heaven. I pray that you see our hearts, God, and that you see the cheer in our hearts, Lord, as we prepare our offering right now. That God, even before this offering is taken up in this room right now, there will be offering enough for you, Lord, just to see the hearts of your people so cheerfully and willingly able to lay down, Lord, everything for you. And so I pray as we partake of this offering, Lord, that you would give and, Lord, that you would take, every single cent in those buckets, Lord, this morning, and that you would use every single cent to further your kingdom and to increase your glory evermore on this earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you're in the center aisles, could you please help me out, church, and just pass the offering bags down the aisles as well, and you can take your seats after that.
Before me, the world behind me, no turning back.
even as we have leaned in and intimately encountered the God of love, grace, and mercy, we experience a simultaneous outward compulsion to take this love, grace, and mercy to the ends of the earth. As the eyes of the prophet Isaiah saw the Lord seated on the throne, his heart was gripped by the question, who would go for us? True worship emanates from a heart surrendered to God, but resonates, beats in rhythm with his intense desire and longing that none should perish. We encounter his love in worship gathered. We carry his grace and presence in worship scattered. We are transformed in worship gathered. We transform our world in worship scattered. We are discipled in worship gathered. We disciple nations in worship scattered. The psalmist says, God's love is meteoric, his loyalty astronomic, his purposes titanic, his verdicts oceanic. Yet in his largeness, nothing gets lost. No one gets lost. In this world so tumultuous, full of fear, hatred, violence, killing, and death, we have a God who is still sitting on the throne, who reigns over all things, who has been given the name over all names. Fire still goes out before him. Mountains melt like wax at the sound of his voice. The warriors of hearts are humbled by his greatness. Kings cast their crowns at the sight of his majesty and splendor. Our God is still on the throne. And one day, the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord in Christ. And he will reign forever and ever. Let's together worship and exalt our sovereign God. Lift up your right hand. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Woo! The earth, will shake and tremble before his chains. Will break as heaven and earth sing. Holy is the name. Holy is the name of Jesus. 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 The earth will shake.
Jesus Christ, our God, oh, see them. His desires that none should perish, but all should come to repentance. You know, think about what's going on in France, in the UK, in Syria, in Israel. And we might look at it and see how daunting it is, but our God is still on the throne. This morning, would you join hands with the person next to you? Join hands with the person next to you, and we're going to go into a time of intercession. And I want you to take a nation. Take a nation and lift it up before the Lord. And right where you are, lift up your voice and intercede and stand in the gap for the nations of the earth. Come on, let's go.
Thank you. statement keeps ringing in my ear. The Lord say, tell my people not to allow the enemy to silence them. I started asking God, what are you trying to say? This is what he spoke to me. The enemy wants to silence believers by sending them fear and intimidation through their marriage breakdown, finances, job security, health, and children. They find themselves facing one issue after another and with no breakthrough or help in sight. Then God asked me to read 2 Chronicles chapter 20, where King Jehoshaphat was surrounded by his enemy. And King Jehoshaphat won the battle by singing out loud with a loud voice. He did not allow the enemy to have the upper hand. He focused on God by worshiping him with a loud voice. He turned the situation around through worship, where God fought the battle for him. He said, tell my people, this is the way to fight the enemy for a breakthrough. Don't allow him to silence you. Gracious Father, we thank you that this will be the house of worship. This will be the house of intercession. This will be the house where your voice, where the voice of your people will rise up to heaven and proclaim victory, 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 because Christ is in us. Thank you, Lord, we praise you, because through you we can triumph over every situation in our life. Thank you, God, for the victory that you have won on the cross for us. All this we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. And the people of God say amen.
To destroy the works of the evil one. So whatever the devil is doing in our family, Jesus is victorious. In the face of stress and anxiety, Jesus is victorious. In the midst of terror and threats of war, Jesus is victorious. word that your glory will cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. And that's our cry, God. Lord, that your glory will be seen in our city. Your glory will be seen in our communities, in Willerton, in Canningvale. Lord, when people step out of their homes, they will sense the manifest presence of God. Lord, that you'll touch everyone who's in need of help, everyone who's impoverished, everyone who's in need of healing. Let your manifest presence of God go into our communities and touch them. Lord, it's our desire that your manifest presence, oh God, will go out from this place and go deeper the further it gets from the temple. Lord, that there'll be a river that flows from the throne of God and makes the city glad. Lord, we pray, Father God, that your glory will go to the nations of the earth. Lord, we declare right now over Syria, that your judgments are true and your verdicts are true, oh God. You are our victorious King. Over Israel, may they come to know their Messiah. May they turn and see Jesus as their King and their God. Father, over the nations of Europe, oh God, in the midst of turmoil and terrorism, let your glory cover Europe like the waters cover the sea. We lift you up higher. We lift you up higher, oh God. And we declare, Hosanna to the King. Come, come and reign. Come and reign. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing this together.
Hosanna in the voice and sing, Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. In the high.
Come on, let's leave a shout of praise to Him. One more time. Give Him a praise. Give Him praise, for He's worthy.